On Monday, March 16th at City Hall, the Nature Conservancy of Canada and the City of St John announced the conservation of lands that support the city's drinking water quality. The announcement, which affirmed the protection of lands around the Loch Lomond watershed to the east of the city and Spruce Lake on the west side, included speeches from Provincial Minister of Natural Resources John Herron and Federal Minister of Environment, Climate Change and Nature Julie DeBrusin. DeBrusin spoke about the importance of drinking water and the value of the environment.
Today, we're here united by the importance of something that is essential to every community, which is clean, reliable drinking water. Protecting nature also protects people. Nature is one of Canada's greatest national assets. Beyond the environmental importance, these places also support our communities and the economy. They create opportunities for tourism and outdoor recreation. They support research and learning. And they help to ensure that future generations can experience the same beautiful natural landscapes that we enjoy today. Every dollar spent on protected and conserved areas generates $3.62 in visitor spending. Today's announcement is a great example of the leadership in municipalities like St. John are showing when it comes to conservation. These protected lands will help New Brunswick reach its target of conserving 15% of land by 2027. They also contribute to Canada's commitment and the global effort to conserve 30% of lands and waters by 2030. When governments, communities, and conservation organizations work together, we can protect the places that matter most. Places provide clean water, places support wildlife and biodiversity, and places that people can enjoy for generations to come.
Local 107.3 FM spoke with Emily Day, Program Director for the Nature Conservancy of Canada, the NCC, and the Programme Director in New Brunswick about how the agreement was reached and what the conservation priority for these lands will mean for the environment and the people of St. John.
So the land has been protected by the City of St. John in terms of them having the foresight to purchase and own the land themselves. And what we've done is sort of come in and assess whether or not these lands, they may have the primary purpose of being a drinking water watershed, but they also serve really great biodiversity values as well. And so looking at these lands and assessing them from their conservation values is something that NCC came in to do, assessing what they've been doing already, celebrating what they've been doing already, but also providing the expertise to manage them for the next seven generations. 4,800 hectares in total. The large majority are in the Loch Lomond and Latimer Lake watersheds, and then some hectares as well in the Spruce Lake watershed.
Is there anything you would want to add on how this will kind of strengthen or change the status of them as protected areas?
The city has confirmed that these lands will be managed with conservation as a priority. What has changed is that the city is committing to no more future commercial resource extraction of any kind within these lands. Updating municipal policies to prioritize watershed protection and conservation outcomes, and implementing a long-term management approach that maintains healthy forests, wetlands, and streams. So that's a big ask and something that really deserves recognition. One thing that cannot be overlooked is the fact that by recognizing these in the general public and celebrating this conservation recognition, that social license is actually really important. So people now recognize that these lands are conservation. So when things are happening, you know, developers are less likely to propose doing things in these land that are sort of against watershed protection because it's so well known that they are celebrated and recognized as conservation now.
This is kind of on the municipal responsibility in terms of actually ensuring the supplies of water. But in terms of climate change and increase maybe in population and in industry, is there anything you can say about how this will help to kind of ensure supplies of water kind of exist for residents of St. John?
I can't specifically answer the monetary value, but I can say that an intact forest really slows the runoff. It filters water naturally. It protects the streams and lakes, which help maintain the quality of the water. So therefore, reducing the filtration requirements by the infrastructure. And also the wetlands during times of climate events, they store water and they act as sort of a sponge. So It's really like a large natural infrastructure that helps buffer some of those extreme weather incidents.
Can you talk a little bit about who has actually been involved in this process, kind of levels of government and organizations, and how kind of it came together?
We're a land trust and we acquire properties of conservation value. It all started when the Nature Conservancy of Canada acquired a property and then realized just how much land the City of St. John owned in the area. So it started with NCC approaching the City of St. John to ask them, what are your plans for this? Would you consider bolstering your conservation mechanisms to see if we can get this recognized? As you go through that process, NCC works with the province to fill out some paperwork. It's called a decision support tool. And it asks certain questions about long-term planning and about sort of like what are the handcuffs in place that prevent future councils, future developers from being able to change the conservation status. So NCC sort of worked with the City of St. John to get that to a place where then we could take the proposal to the province of New Brunswick. When you sort of see the high-level federal government commitments, it trickles down then to the provinces to manage those submissions. The province has a commitment of protecting 30% of our lands by 2030, but also to get to 17% by 2027. So they are working toward that. And we at NCC are really the facilitators of bringing these folks together.
The City of St. John is working towards expanding industry on the west side of the city with the expansion of the Spruce Lake Industrial Park. This, and specifically a proposed data centre at the location, has raised questions regarding industry and water usage. Lawnville residents are concerned about the wells they depend on, as well as the broader question about water conservation and the land itself. Lawnville resident Chris Watson of the Save Lawnville Community Group provided a perspective on the announcement from the community on the west side of the city.
Obviously, it's a very good thing that they're conserving those areas in both the Loch Lomond and Bruce Lake watersheds. I think that's an excellent initiative, and we very much need a conservation of land in this province and especially in these watershed areas. But here in Lawnville, obviously, we have our own watersheds. We have hundreds of people on water wells, and obviously, as you know, there's this plan for a large industrial expansion next to our community. And this is all on land, this massive area of land, 1,500 acres, on top of wetlands and forests that lies uphill of our properties and our water wells. The city and the province are recognizing the importance of conserving forests and wetlands to maintain the health of watersheds and to ensure clean drinking water. And why aren't they applying those same principles to the watershed here in Lawnville? Obviously, the Spruce Lake and Loch Lomond watersheds, they're open water systems, whereas we're on groundwater wells. But in the end, it's the same principle. The wetlands and the forests are providing these ecological functions, such as water purification and groundwater replenishment, filtering the water. And so these forests and wetlands, they're important to ensure clean drinking water for Lawnville residents as well. So we would like these forests and wetlands uphill of our properties to be protected and held to the same standard. If you're infilling this massive area of wetlands, it's going to dramatically change the natural hydrology of the area, and you're moving all these ecological functions that wetlands provide. How is that going to impact our drinking water?
I wanted to ask a little bit about the potential, kind of like for a data center in the area, and kind of your thoughts about the impact on water usage.
There's two main concerns, obviously, is our water wells. It's at the high point of our watershed and right on top of this big peatland bog area. And that's probably been evolving for centuries and storing massive amounts of carbon. It's all this fresh water flowing downhill towards our community and towards the salt marsh from this peat bogs. And then the actual water they're going to use for the cooling system of the data center. But it's unknown the exact cooling mechanism they're going to use. I'm not sure if they'd actually know until they actually have a client in place that would make use of the data center and they set up all those agreements with the actual client. But if we keep adding these industrial users, how is that going to impact the system over there that they're trying to protect? Last year, we had this unprecedented drought. How is that going to worsen in the decades to come with their changing climate?
In response to questions from Local 107.3 FM, the city stated that it is taking additional steps to protect its drinking water sources over the long term, including the conservation of watershed lands that support both water quality and supply. And responding to questions about the water supply for a potential data centre, the city noted that the project is in early planning stages and two potential approaches for water use are being considered. One option is a closed-loop cooling system where water is recirculated within the facility rather than continuously drawn. The other would involve the use of untreated, non-potable raw water from the industrial system, not the city's treated drinking water supply. Based on early estimates, even an upper-range scenario for the proposed facility would represent a small portion of overall system use, less than 2%. A number of conditions were added to the city's planning application for the Spruce Lake Industrial Park expansion, based on resident feedback. These included increased setbacks of industrial buildings, professional risk assessments, protection of watercourses in the area, and a permanent groundwater monitoring system to continually safeguard residents' drinking water wells. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.